Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Welcome to a programme about proverbs, wise sayings, little pearls of advice from the distilled wisdom of the ages. There are everyday pithy profundities like a stitch in time saves nine or too many cooks spoil the broth, and there's a whole book of the Bible called Proverbs. The Old Testament in the Bible has several wisdom writings like Job, which discusses suffering, Psalms, which is the ancient hymn book of Israel, Ecclesiastes, which is very philosophical, and Proverbs, which is packed full of wise sayings down the centuries, which were collated and written down in the 5th or 4th century BC, perhaps by King Solomon, one of the wisest persons who ever lived. And they're still as wise today as in every age. We can always do with some helpful advice. It's right and good that we stand on the shoulders of our predecessors and learn from other people's experiences. So let me share with you right now some of the pearls of wisdom which are our rich inheritance and which are found in the book of Proverbs. It says, "To have knowledge, you must first have reverence for the Lord. Stupid people have no respect for wisdom and refuse to learn." In other words, stupid is sin, and there's none so blind as those that will not see. Or trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never let yourself think that you're wiser than you are. Wisdom is more valuable than jewels. Those who have an inflated sense of their own importance are big balloons sure to burst. Proverbs says, "The reward for doing good is life, but sin leads only to more sin." In other words, good is its own reward, and if you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. The more you talk, the more likely you are to sin. If you are wise, you will keep quiet. If you say nothing, people might think you are dumb. But when you open your mouth, you might confirm it. Beauty in a woman without good judgment is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. Be generous and you will be prosperous. Help others, and you will be helped. Those who depend on their wealth will fall like the leaves of autumn. You've to speculate to accumulate, and friendship begets friendship. Stupid people always think that they're right. Wise people listen to advice. Thoughtless words can wound as deeply as any sword, but wisely spoken words can heal. So watch what you say, because empty barrels make most sound. Are you keeping up with all this? Is it hurting your brain? Are they hard to understand, or maybe just hard to put into practice? Let's pause to give you time to mull over the wisdoms of the ages. Here's a very modern singer and a song reminding us that it's not easy to figure out right from wrong in this life, nor to manage to go and do the right thing. Here's Katie Mellowa singing The Spider's Web.
If a black racist, is it okay? If it's a white man's racism that made him that way, 'cause the bully is the victim, they say. By some sense, they're all the same, 'cause the line between wrong the width of a thread from a spider's web. The piano to go to war, or I could march for peace and fighting no more. But how do I know we'll choose right? And I hope he does when he sends you to fight. 'Cause the line between wrong and right is the width of a thread from a spider's web. The piano keys are black and white, but they sound like a million colors in your mind.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour as we delve into the subject of Proverbs, wise sayings from the wisdom of the ages and from the Bible book entitled Proverbs. There was a minister in California who got somehow involved with Hell's Angels. To cut a long story short, it ended up he had a bunch of Hell's Angels in the back room of a roadside cafe with a dingy lamp, and they were sitting together and they were going to have a Bible study. And he said to them, which bit of the Bible are you interested in? And they said right away, Proverbs. So imagine that scene, the minister and the Hell's Angels studying Proverbs. Well, we're doing it now. Here are some more from the book of Proverbs. Better to eat vegetables with people you love than to eat the finest meat where there is hate. Better to eat dry crust of bread with peace of mind than to have a banquet in a house full of trouble. In other words, fish fingers in peace is better than caviar with friction. Proverbs says, we may make our plans, but God has the last word. You may think everything you do is right, but the Lord judges your motives. In other words, God has the last laugh. Or grey hair is a glorious crown, especially if you're bald. It's better to be patient than powerful. It's better to win control over yourself than over whole cities. Self-control is a wonderful thing. Remembering wrongs can break up a friendship. The start of an argument is like the first break in a dam. Stop it before it goes any further. In other words, nip things in the bud. Being cheerful keeps you healthy. It's slow death to be gloomy all the time. I like this one. A nagging wife is like water going drip, drip, drip on a rainy day. How can you keep her quiet? Have you ever tried to stop wind or ever tried to hold a handful of oil? Or never boast about tomorrow. You don't know what will happen between now and then. In other words, everything we do is subject to God willing. And don't go charging into battle without a plan. Fools rush in. Now, how do you fancy a little medley of more modern songs which each convey to us a proverb? This is Jamie Callum, Eddie Reader, Ronan Keating, Dolly Parton, and John Denver.
What difference a day made? 24 little hours, but the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, Lord, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss,
from the top of the bus, she thought she saw him wave. She saw cheese dings and forgetfulness and a little money saved.
Free regrets when gone, I'd be rich as a queen if teardrops were diamonds. How my face would gleam if I loved you better. I wouldn't be lonely if only, if only, if only.
When you ask how I've been here without you, I like to say I've been fine, and I do. But we both know the truth is hard to come by. And if I told the truth, that's not quite true. Some days a diamond, some days a stone, sometimes a heart. Some days a diamond, some days a stone.
My good friend Jamie Stewart, author of the Glasgow Gospel and the Glasgow Bible, has also written a book called Proverbs in the Patter. It gives the ancient wisdom of the Bible book of Proverbs in today's Scottish vernacular language. I had hoped to have Jamie to do this live in the studio with me, but recently he was called to heaven for a greater gig, so I'll have to read it myself. But this is Proverbs in the Patter. What he does in the book is he begins with the authorised or King James version, and then he gives his version, and then I'll add my version. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Jamie translates as, ill will can make a stooshie, but love can settle a stramash. Or I would say, hate stirs up trouble, and love calms troubled waters. Or he's got, as vinegar to the teeth, and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. Like vinegar seeping about the mouth, and like smoke reeking to the een, so is the lazy lout a pain in the behoochie, to the honest folk wha have to thole him. Or lazy folk are a pain in various parts of our anatomy. The King James Version. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Jamie. The Lord abhors phony weights. Fair scales are dear to his heart. Or if I take this one. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Where there's pride, there's a fall, no far away. Modest folk tend to keep their heed. Pride comes before a fall, so be humble. The King James Version. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. Jamie says, the hail tune sings when things gang weel for the just folk, and when the godless dee, it's weel worth a grand hullabaloo. In other words, people like folk to do well, and they like the bad folk to get their comeuppance. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbour, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. To have stooshies with neighbours isna very wise. Clever folk just hod their tongues. So bite your lip and try to get on with your neighbours. Or how about this one? As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. Like a gem on the neb o' a sow, so is a bonny woman with nae gumption. It's hard to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. Jamie translates, honest folk will gie a fair deal. They dinna resort to jokery pokery. The Dell boys wheeling and dealing and all that. Here's Alla Jones singing The Rose.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you its only seed. It's the heart of of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the taken, who cannot seem to give, and the soul afraid of dying that never learns to live.
Here's some more of Jamie Stewart's Proverbs in the Patter. In the Authorised Version, it goes, "There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health." Jamie translates as, "Ill-thought words can cut like a blade. There's a balm with some canny words." In other words, harsh words cut like a knife through butter. "The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Folk wha hod the truth will be trusted. Lees only last for a glyph." In other words, nobody trusts a liar. "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. God canneth all liars. Honest folk gie him pleasure." Martin Luther once said, "Don't tell lies to God." "A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The wise dinna brag about what they ken. Idiots canna keep their mouth shut. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. They that keep a canny mou guard their lives, the blatherheads along the road to ruin." Sometimes the best song we can sing is to sing dumb. "There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches." Jamie says, "A person can become rich, but yet have nothing. Some poor buddies have great wealth." And I would say some folk know the price of everything and the value of nothing. The Authorised Version, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." Jamie, "A canny answer quietens down a quarrel, a hot head can cause a stooshy." "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Pride gangs afore a fall, the head bummer can often head for a tumble. The higher they are, the harder they fall." Here's Dolly Parton singing "Halos and Horns."
Because it feels right,
And a last wee burst of Jamie's Proverbs in the Patter. The Authorised Version: he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. Deary me, what a brain, to ken the answer afore the question. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The bevy drinker isn't clever, it's daft to get fool with the hard stuff. The sluggard will not plough by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. The lazy loon will no stirt the ploughing, send the frost no out of the grun yet, and so when the hirst time comes, he'll gang begging hungry. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favour rather than silver or gold. A good name is mair welcome than muckle gear. A kind spirit is better than siller or gowd. This is Jamie's own personal favourite proverb. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Dinna mak friends wi' a short-tempered buddy, and keep out of the road o' the crabbit, or else ye might copy them and get a girn about your face. If Jesus was to give one definitive proverb, I think it would be, love God, love your neighbour, and love yourself. Life is complicated when it comes to figuring out what to do, and difficult when it comes to actually doing it. But love, love of God, love of others, love of self is the key. Well, our holy half hour is nearly up, so I hope it has whetted your appetite for delving into the wisdom of the ages and the eternal wisdom of God. Read Jamie's Proverbs in the Patter, and you will find it an eye-opener. Read God's Book of Proverbs in the Bible, and you will find it a life-changer. Bye for now, and I leave you with the Proclaimers, proclaiming the wonderful proverb, love can move mountains.
A cynical mind won't help you through the night, and it can't hold you up when you're too tired to fight. Where you didn't have the strength to look after yourself, you find all that you need for somebody else. But love can move mountains. Impossible task you're thinking of is one you can complete when you're driven by love. And the strength that you find won't go slipping away once it enters your soul. It's reborn every day. Love can move mountains. Love can move mountains. Love can move mountains. Yes, it can. So if you're lucky enough to live to see love.